Lost traveler. You don't need to start screaming now. Surprised you're here. Somewhere unknown. You're in my lair. You fainted out in the woods. You're all alone. I saw some tracks. I assume you were with a group and got separated. You look like you could use some help. So I took you. It can be treacherous at night out there. I'll make sure you're safe until morning. I also wouldn't mind having someone to keep me company. To keep me entertained. I've been so lonely for the longest time. So having you by my side would be a nice change. I said. You're staying. Don't make me angry. I can't promise I'll be gentle if you test me. So I think it's best you just listen to me before I accidentally set you aflame with a foxfire. Don't believe me? See those scorch marks over there? Well, believe it or not, I accidentally burned past lovers too. Cause my fiery nature is just something a fragile human cannot handle. But don't worry. I've been practicing how to control it. On these rocks. But I don't need to get into details. As you can see, you're clearly alive and breathing, all trapped by my enchantment. Leaving now wouldn't be your best option, human. How is it possible? Unfortunately, I cannot answer that. It's just a charm of mine that makes your body want to stay, even though your mind says the opposite. Listen, I know what's best for you right now. It's too dark out there. A lot of danger lurking. You wouldn't want to get hurt, would you? Good choice. You can stay here with me. I'm glad you like it. You should rest now. You need your strength. Do you mind? You love how fluffy it is. How does it make you feel? feel much better? What is your question? I may look like a monster to you, but we are no different from humans. I still act the same way as any human does. Except, I'm not just an ordinary woman. I'm a kitsune. A creature of both human and fox. And this is my lair. I don't seem dangerous. Oh, trust me. I can. But I don't want to hurt you. I brought you here because I want to take care of you. Like I said, I've been alone for a long time now. I seem to have lost count. Centuries, maybe. That's not important. You were left to die alone by your comrades. Now you're lost. Idea how to get home. Don't know if you can trust your friends anymore after much has happened, right? So, I want to offer you a home. No, you can leave if you wish, and I will not stop you. But will you though? After I've taken care of you, saved you, and now giving you honor of being buried in my fluffy tail. You're sighing. Is that a sigh of relief? Or a sigh of frustration? Witnessing what happened, taking you to my lair, and your initial reaction upon seeing me. You weren't disgusted by me, nor were you afraid. So thank you. Thank you. I feel the kindness in your heart, and I know that you'll never have bad intentions. When I do, keep you here with me. Just by looking at you, pure innocence of the heart, I see a white light glowing within you. And to be honest, so mesmerized by that light that I didn't even notice you drowning in my fluff. Must be a good feeling, yeah? All you need to know is that you'll always have a place here with me, where you'll be safe. Request? What is that? see you're very fascinated by them. You find me to be an interesting creature? Well, there's a first time for everything. I see your eyes are slowly drooping. And I know it's very late. I too would like to sleep soon. Come lay down here next to me. It's getting cold for you? No problem. I bet you never thought you'd find yourself here with me. Hey, Kitsune. Now, if you truly wanted to leave, you could, you know. But you're still here. I can understand if you really want to. Maybe I'll let you. Just talk to me. Oh, I can't. You're the first human who hasn't run away screaming. The first who stayed in centuries. You see the other side? What do you mean? Oh, the side that cares. The one that's been alone for centuries. You know I want you to stay. And I can obviously control you. And make your body stay. Even if you don't want to. But you don't have to stay out of pity, you know? Something more, like, you're going to like how caring I am for you? Of course I'm gonna be caring to you. Like I said, you didn't run away from me, or judge me, the moment you laid eyes on me when you woke up. You mean that? So you're really choosing to stay? Then, I promised to try and be less possessive, more understanding. Oh, and sorry too, right?